I had an Arab friend once.
Oh yeah? When was that?
A while back in Tunisia.
In North Africa?
Yeah, I met him in a hotel lobby in Tunisia.
They got a lot of Arabs?
It was an international hotel, so they had everything.
What was his name?
Mohammed.
Mohammed, that's a good name.
Mohammed told me a story that sort of stuck in my mind.
About Arabs?
About a guy lost in the desert. He falls asleep, and when he wakes up, it's just starting to get light. But the sky is still thick with stars. And then a shadow passes in front of the stars, and he realizes someone is standing there looking down at him.
Oh, boy.
And a voice says, "Do not be afraid, I am only death."
Oh, boy.
So the man asks, what can he do to change death's mind?
Like to give him a sporting chance?
Exactly. So death says, we can have a race.
Outrun death?
And then the man notices that death has two camels, and death says, take your pick. Now, you don't have to know camels to see what's obvious. One is male, young, arrogant, wild as hell, and the other is a female, older, calmer, obviously slower.
Death never makes it easy.
So the man thinks, if I choose the fast camel, he's so wild, I'll never be able to handle him, and I'll lose. But if I choose the slow camel, death will ride the fast camel, which he can handle, and I'll lose.
A lose-lose situation.
Right. So he has to make a decision. Does he want to die on a fast camel or a slow camel?
Take the fast one, at least you'll have a chance.
Yeah. But do you want to die trying to tame a wild, crazy camel, or die taking your time plodding along on a slow, calm camel?
I'd take the wild one.
But the man is tired. He's exhausted. I mean, he's dying. And then he hears a voice. Let death ride a fast camel.
Whose voice?
I think it's his own anyway. He figures he can't beat death, so why not just accept it and go out with some nobility?
He chooses the slow camel?
He does. They both mount up. Death points to a mountain way off on the horizon, and they set off.
And death leaves him behind eating dust?
Yeah, pretty much so. The old camel is even slower than he thought.
It's not easy to beat death.
So death reaches the finish line and waits for him. Finally, after about an hour, the man and the old camel plod up. And death says, you knew you were going to lose regardless of what you choose. And the man says, I knew. And death asks, but why did you choose the slow camel? And the man thinks for a moment, and then he says, because I liked her smile.
I liked her smile?
Yeah.
And that's the story?
It is.
Did death take him?
Of course.
Oh.
But they both went out laughing.
I like that.